Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kell reaches second base with a double. Gurnett moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Kell scores. White moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Umflett goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. There goes Easter. The throw from White to second, and Easter is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 2 in the game. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Tipton moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Tipton moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Sid Hudson now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton scores. Smith moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Smith moves to third. Avila moves to second. Wally Westlake pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith scores. Avila moves to third. Westlake moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Mel Parnell now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila scores. Westlake moves to third. Rosen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Westlake scores. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Tipton hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Bob Hooper now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Hoot Evers. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Umflett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into right field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Bowling moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball towards right. Pearsall catches it and throws to first to double up Westlake. 2 outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bob Lemon pinch hits for George Strickland. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.